the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is your unpopular opinion? Oh, there's some good ones coming in via text that we're going to share. You can call them in as well. 1-800-947-3979. Now, I read this thing yesterday, and I definitely thought it was coffee that they were saying. Use this ingredient instead of milk. It's hot chocolate. Big difference.
Well, let's just say
still
a mocha
around
the caffeine.
Yeah, there is a difference. But
okay. Unpopular opinion. Okay. Call me disgusting, but hear me out.
I'll do both.
Watered down mayonnaise is better than milk in a hot chocolate drink or latte.
That's not right.
Or
that's
mocha.
Not okay.
I guess maybe if you make your own and add zero salt. And zero lemon.
I mean, I guess I don't know, but I mean, Kelly, you were just talking about how you make drinks with egg whites sometimes. I mean, that's kind of like the primary ingredient of mayonnaise. So I guess maybe it would make it frothy.
Says the savory taste of mayo goes perfectly with the sweet hot chocolate. The added benefit of not triggering any lactose intolerances.
Right. It might be better for you in that regard, although it is still, it's oil. There's a lot of oil involved, so that's pretty fatty. But if it's just a treat.
But it's it's not. Yeah,
yeah, it's not good for you.
No, it's not great for you. But
says for anyone wondering.
Like canola oil version or something.
The only way to make watered down mayo without it being just a bunch of globules of mayo, you have to put the mayo in a food processor, slowly add water, essentially emulsifying it with the water.
Yeah, because otherwise you would just get globs.
It should be equal parts mayo and water.
Okay.
Water has to be hot, but not boiling. Otherwise, again, globules.
Okay. And then what is the ratio into the hot chocolate? And how much do you put into the hot chocolate?
I guess
as much. Of your 50-50 mixture.
I guess as much as you would anything. It doesn't say.
I mean, I don't want to go home and do this, but if somebody brought it in, I'd try it.
I would try it.
I like hot chocolate, and I like mayo, and I can see where they're going with it.
Somebody pointed out
that mayo is... not as gross as I thought.
Somebody pointed out that mayo is a common ingredient in chocolate cakes and brownies.
Oh, maybe that's true. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a baker, so...
Well,
these are always... this stuff is always news to me.
There's also something called Viennese hot chocolate, which uses egg yolk in the drink to make it thick and uses the same emulsifying technique that this person uses.
Yeah, it uses the egg yolk. Oh wow, I didn't know that.
I don't use the yolk. Just
that's
the
unusual.
Egg whites,
yeah.
And I use them mainly for a frothy, alcoholic beverage. I don't know when I think of coffee even now because the diet that Steve and I are on, I can't use any kind of oat milk or almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
But when I would use one or we would home make stuff, the one thing I hated the most about the homemade ones we would try is the separation.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens with egg whites or eggs in drinks. So I worry with mayonnaise, it would just do the same thing. It's the same as people putting coconut oil or butter directly into their coffee.
That's
you
what
still
I,
have to stir it.
I'll do that.
Yeah. It's like a bullet
you
coffee
stir it.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You...
I mean, I would absolutely try it. If somebody told me that I might really like it, sure, I'd try. But
I'm not making it. Seems like a real pain in the ass.
It does seem like a pain in the butt, for sure.
Yeah.
I would just rather use milk or cream or whatever if I wanted to make it real nice and milk chocolatey.
If you did heavy whipping cream or even half and half, I'm going to say it has the same consistency as the mayo, and it would be... probably better, and it would be mentally easier to drink.
Oh, without question. I like making a nice big, nice cup of hot chocolate and then just covering the top with about a half a can of whipped cream.
But no, I'd love to get out a food processor for one cup.
I barely want to get that out for like a smoothie or something.
No.
What is your unpopular opinion? Rachel, would you let Jared go? No politics.
I'll bet this is an unpopular opinion I have.
What is it?
That stereotypes bring people together and are healthy. When used with the right people.
Example?
I mean...
I agree.
Well, look at what we all really loved. In fact, the only sketch or anything from SNL that I've seen recently... Like, we go through a lot of websites. Good SNL day. You've got, like, four articles I'll see on various websites. Look at this. Look at this.
This
look
was
at this.
Funny, yeah.
The only one this week was Michael Che. And... Colin Jost. Yes.
Colin Jost.
Trading jokes that were all about stereotypes.
And they were all hilarious. They were racial jokes.
Yes.
That each other wrote for the other person. And I agree. I agree. I think the right people doing the right types of jokes for the right reasons is hilarious. Stereotypes can be really funny.
I think when people admit the, you know, the ridiculous things they do, the ridiculous things about them, mm-hmm. or people like them, I think it makes people better. I really do. I think once you're allowed to kind of look at yourself from that perspective.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And you're able to joke about it.
You go, yeah, I do that.
Yes.
We are like that. It's funny.
I have one that I had a different unpopular opinion that I'd thought about, but this is far more truthful. Someone sent this in from the 228, which I think is Mississippi. Unpopular opinion, fat dogs are not cute.
It's not cute.
It makes me feel bad for them, and it makes me think you're not great.
No, exactly. I've never thought fat dogs were cute. I mean, unless the breed is just meant to be chubby, like a corgi.
Or a corgi.
They're kind of naturally a little chubby.
But when you've let your fat lab get so fat that they look exhausted laying there, it's not cute anymore.
No,
I'd still like the dog because they don't know. They just
No, but I don't think that's cute.
What about fat cats? I think fat cats.
No, I don't like that either.
Cute.
No. I think they can look funny.
Yeah.
But looking funny and being cute are two very different things.
I think they can be both. But I do. It's hard to get past the thought that, oh, man, they're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Same as when you see someone who's in a scooter and they're still breathing heavy as though they are powering anything. Like, that's sad.
Yeah.
I'll give the world's most unpopular opinion on this show right now. Nirvana is not good to listen to.
Any of it?
I've never liked Nirvana.
And that's
they became fine. Hugely popular when I was in college, and I liked Soundgarden. And I liked Alice in Chains, and I liked all those other bands, but I just, the first that really hit hard was Nirvana, and I just never liked their sound.
I can kind of hop on that.
I mean,
never
I think he's a good singer
Spirit.
In his own way, I mean, but I don't like the sound of his voice.
Even Unplugged?
It's better.
I like that album.
It's yeah. better.
But only through repetition.
I
got used to it.
Yeah, like, it's here, so I better start liking it.
But I would like every other Unplugged better. Like, it would be my least favorite of the Unplugged albums.
So, fair enough.
Yeah.
This one from Kalamazoo. Unpopular opinion. Harry Potter is a whiny bitch.
Stop it right now.
Is he?
It's not my opinion.
I mean, I think if you watch, I haven't read the books, but if you watch the movies, I mean, he certainly has some whiny bitch moments.
He's an orphan.
But he also has some very extraordinary heroic moments. So, he's like an average boy.
He's an orphan who lives within his abusive aunt and uncle, and his cousin's a douche.
He's doing pretty good if you put it in that perspective.
But, you know, I mean, but taking it into just what it is, he can be sometimes a whiny bitch.
His parents were murdered by evil.
Yeah, so is Batman. He's not a whiny bitch.
Yeah.
It's not a spoiler alert. It's in the very beginning of the book.
Oh, it's in the book? Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's in the beginning.
I haven't read it.
Mm-hmm. Probably on the back of the book.
Scott in Tennessee, what is your unpopular opinion?
Hey.
Hey.
I will tell you right now that we're talking about mayonnaise earlier.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise on a grilled cheese sandwich to the level that when you bite into it, all of the mayonnaise squirts out of all four sides of the sandwich.
I don't want to see
freaking
that.
Freaking amazing.
Oh, it probably God. Would be.
You know, I was going to say, I agree with you. I don't, maybe not that quantity for me, but mayonnaise on a grilled cheese is delicious.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Agreed. But
yeah, you got to have it where it squirts out.
No, that thought is absolutely repulsive, sir.
Yeah. Scott.
Really adamant about that.
Yeah. He really likes the squirt.
Man, I saw a lady on TikTok, month ago or something, and she was like, this is how you make a real southern tomato sandwich. If it doesn't look like this, you're doing it wrong. And she put thick slices of tomato on like cheap white bread,
mm-hmm.
and slathered it in mayonnaise, where when she picked it up, it may as well have just been melting through her hand. It was so soggy.
Oh yeah.
And watching her bite it was really gross.
Ugh. Yeah.
This one, unpopular opinion. Native Americans should not be the only ones to have casinos. Well, I've got some great news for this person.
Oh, yeah. Your life was just made.
You should visit Las Vegas or Atlantic City or a number of other places these days, because you're going to be shocked when you find out that it's not all Native Americans.
Yeah, isn't that? That's
really strange.
That is bonkers, isn't it?
Yep. It's going to blow your mind.
Yeah. Unpopular opinion. I think the American Indians deserve much more than what they've got.
Yes.
Here's an unpopular opinion. Ketchup is stupid. I hate ketchup.
What? Wait, like what?
Ketchup is stupid. It's so stupid. Why would you choose ketchup when you've got mustard and mayonnaise? Love mustard.
They're
love
not
mayonnaise.
Mutually exclusive.
I love.
It's not like you're dating the other two.
Yeah.
Like, why would you choose a toothbrush when you have a hairbrush?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I mean, sometimes it's the same logic.
Yeah, exactly. It's different tools for different jobs.
A hairbrush and a toilet
total
brush.
BS.
Why drive a car when a wheelbarrow is so much cheaper?
These are condiments. They're condiments, and of all of the condiments, ketchup is the dumbest. I hate it. It's so dumb. Why would I put a tomato on my burger and ketchup?
You're a ridiculous food elitist.
I'm not a food. This is an unpopular opinion that I'm giving you.
You're right.
I miss my walnut oil or whatever you talk about every 5 seconds.
Almond butter. Yeah. I miss
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sorry I'm healthy and losing weight and looking good.
Mm-hmm. By eating none of what you like.
I mean, a lot of what I like. Yeah. It's not all the sugar.
I wish you were on a ketchup diet.
Gross. Definitely not. Ketchup is all fake. All of it. It's just sugar and like red sauce.
It can
sugar
be.
And sugar red sauce. And red sauce. That's when you read the ingredients, I buy like the stuff that's called Heinz Natural or whatever. That's what it is. It's sugar
and red sauce.
Yeah. Red sauce.
Yep. Grown with the real farmers of red sauce of California.
Yeah. They get it from enchiladas that were never eaten that are still on the plate. They squeeze those, put sugar in it, and sell it.
I knew y'all were just messing with me and knew what I was talking about the whole time.
If we're going with condiments still, is it popular or unpopular that Miracle Whip absolutely blows?
Miracle Whip sucks.
Okay, I used to love Miracle Whip, but now I'm on the
well, if you like a non-miracle whip better than the one that's actually a miracle, then sure, get on the losing team.
I do. Yeah, I guess my unpopular opinion would be I'm perfectly okay with Miracle Whip or mayonnaise.
No, you can't. No, you can't say that. Miracle Whip is like... I mean, you can. You just did. It just sounds terrible. You shouldn't say that.
Not more terrible than ketchup is dumb.
Ketchup is stupid, but Miracle Whip is like sweet mayonnaise.
It's got the tangy zip.
It's gross.
What would you rather eat? A plate of mayonnaise that was left on a dashboard on a summer day or a plate of ketchup that was left on a plate on a dashboard on a summer's day?
What kind of mayonnaise?
Your favorite.
Yeah.
Duke's all... day.
That's gross. I can't even imagine.
Because I mean, hot ketchup won't make you violently ill.
Yeah, it just becomes a fruit roll up.
it becomes disgustingly chewy, like a coagulated scab.
All right.
Oh, perfect. That's exactly what I want.
We've got to get out.
I think I'd rather S my brains out for mayo.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.